Depending upon the Lord, I will again read our text of this morning from the 106th Psalm and reading verses 4 and 5. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. Firstly, as the Lord may help us, we would look, and as the Lord may help us, speak a little of the favor and blessing of God, what it is to possess God's favor and blessing. How often the Lord's dear people, may seek the favor of God in providence, in business, in those various things where a man in life's journey is dependent and is brought to know his dependence upon God. We have some wonderful examples in the Word of God of God's favor and blessing. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Here we have the sovereignty of the love and favor of God in God's choice and how he blesses. But what a wonderful mercy it is, even in providence, to be brought to feel and have respect to the favor and blessing of God. We read of one in Psalm 73 of Asaph, who saw the prosperity of the wicked, and he coveted it. It would seem to me that Asaph, a man blessed with the fear of God and with that honest heart, as it were, in temporal mercies, the Lord seemed to hold him back from any real prosperity in providence. But against this he saw the wonderful prosperity of the wicked, and he coveted it. But what a wonderful lesson there is revealed to us, friends. Because the Lord gave him wisdom and grace, and opened his poor blind eyes, that he was no longer coveted the prosperity of the wicked, but he saw that spiritual prosperity. He felt it. He experienced it. He says, "O have I in heaven but thee, and there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Thou art my portion forever and ever." Oh, what a wonderful end. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Oh, it was in the presence of God. God revealed to him the state, the true state of the prosperity of the ungodly and his own state, that though he coveted it, We are exalted to covet earnestly the best gifts, the durable riches of God, which are eternal blessings, can know no end. But remember me with the favour that thou bearest. What favours God blesses his dear people with. I want to speak of some of those spiritual favours, friends. We come into the means of grace, as you have come in today. And what a mercy it is when the Lord gives a true hearing ear. He opens the ear to hear and gives the grace of faith to receive what you hear. And you receive it in your very heart, the Word of God. It speaks. It speaks to your soul. Even as the voice of God spake unto the prophets and to his dear people in those Old Testament days. We read this afternoon, but today God speaks unto us through his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. Now he speaks heavenly blessings through the sufferings and the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of those great blessings which I feel every living soul will be seeking to know something of in reality is their own interest in that precious blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses from all sin. We read in one of the Psalms, for this shall every man that is godly pray for, the forgiveness of sins. To be cleared, friends, from the powers of the justice of God and his holy law and the condemnation of that holy law, to be brought to know the sweetness of that wonderful word in the opening of the 8th chapter of Romans. There is therefore now. Is there a now, friends, in your and my heart? There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And to know, to be brought to know, by the grace of God, by faith you're in Christ Jesus. In him you live and move and have your being. That will be your desire. To walk, as it were, circumspectly to his words. And to walk, as it were, in his commands and in the precepts of his word. I delight, saith the psalmist, in the law of the Lord. And that will be, by the grace of God, the delight of a child of God. So to walk in God's ways, to feel the favour and blessing of God. And what are those favours? One of those great favours is to have a hearing ear, a desiring heart. Another blessed favour is to have the favour of prayer. To be blessed with liberty, freedom, access at a throne of grace. What a wonderful blessing prayer is. that blessing God has bestowed and given to every living soul to call upon God, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. God, by these favours and blessings, God brings home into the hearts of his dear people, it draws out of their very soul glory to God. He gets to himself glory and honour through the favour and blessing. Another great favour in the reading of the Word of God, to trace out your own experience, to have the witness of the Spirit with your spirit, of a work of grace, a learner in the school of God's grace, having those urgent desires, those pantings, those wrestlings at the throne of grace. Are all my desires before thee, and my groaning, says one, is not hid from thee. That great high priest, the Lord Jesus, he waits to be gracious. It's a wonderful word. He sitteth at the right hand of God, there to intercede, and there to receive the prayers of the praying people of God. But what a favour to come and plead with God, friends. I can truthfully say when, in those many years ago, when we joined the church, became a member of the church of God here below, one of the great trials was prayer. Prayer, praying in public. And yet, once his prayers a weapon for the feeble, weakest souls can wield it best. But my fear was this, friends, a guilty sinner. Lord, how can I come, a sinner vile, to approach the heavenly majesty, a holy, holy God, to open my mouth to plead any favour and blessing? But I have a hope the Lord showed me, a wonderful way, that God had made a way, and says, fear not, little flock, but it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and he gives it to his dear people through his beloved Son, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then this, friends, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, if that opened the door of mercy to my poor trembling soul, friends, the door of his mercy seemed to stand open all day. We have something to plead. We have a name to plead. We have his merits to plead. I, who am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man. Why, friends, it seemed to shut out everything else but Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. And it seemed to give my poor soul access, liberty, freedom to come and seek the Lord, to seek his blessing, to receive his favour and blessing. But what a divine favour it is. God gives to all real sinners called by grace, he gives them that wonderful blessing, real prayer, to call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. He will have all the praise and all the honour. But I say again, what a favour, friends. In all your troubles, in your distressing circumstances, whether in providence, in the business, in the family, if you're a child of God, there will be times of distress, times of your own helplessness, times when you cannot move, times when the door may seem shut, no prosperity, no going forth. And he who shuts the door, you have to come to him to open the door. And he will, as sure as he has shut the door to a praying soul, he will open the door, and he will open your heart in prayer, that he may open the door and make a way to you where there seems to be no way. Yes, friends, he will. He's a faithful God who hears and answers prayer. Oh, my friends, the Lord gives sweet liberty sometimes in prayer. And whether it be prayer in asking or prayer in thanksgiving, and glory to the God of all grace. There are many, as it were, figures and features in true prayer, friends. There will be the prayer of acknowledging the goodness and mercy of God, to be thankful for mercies, temporal, spiritual, in the home, in the family, in the business, or whatever it may be as concerns you, but to feel the favour and blessing of God. And if you don't feel that, it's something that you will want to feel. You will want to feel, if a child of grace, that the Lord doth not withhold from you. True, he does. In his own purposes of grace, we may often see blessings that are not for our good. Even Asaph, there we feel that hand of God that preserved him from prosperity was for Asaph's eternal good, for the blessing of his own soul in the standing in the gracious fear of the Lord. He was established, strengthened, settled in that wonderful word that was drawn out of his heart when he said, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none upon earth that I desire." They're great words, friends, great words. The Lord has given us dear ones and helpmeets in the wilderness for our natural good. But sometimes we use them further, friends. We're apt to lean upon them. And the Lord will have his own people not leaning upon a fellow creature, but leaning upon him, coming up out of the wilderness of your own heart and the wilderness of this world, leaning upon the Lord Jesus. And what a divine favour that is, friends. Look unto me. We quoted this morning, did we not? Looking unto Jesus. As we are exhorted, so in that epistle to the Hebrews. Running in that race which is set before us. The race of life. Oh, my friends, to feel that God has set your feet in that race. You don't know how long or how short it is. Some of us have come almost to the end of that race. We know it must be so. What we know not, what a day may bring forth. The Lord calls young in life sometimes to cause to himself. What a sovereign Lord he is in the way that he brings his dear people to endless life here below, to eternal life in the presence of God. The sovereignty of God is so manifest there, friends, in the length of their days here below. Ah, some of you dear friends, like oneself, you may look and say, well, I've attained the allotted time of man, 80 years and 10, but what days of mercy, and what is God's purpose in lengthening out those days? But what a mercy if God makes those best days of your life, your last days, to be your best days, spiritually so, in the wilderness here below. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour. Now there is another favour, and I speak this on behalf of our dear young friends here this afternoon. I remember so blessedly, friends, in the singing of the hymns, how the Lord may draw your soul, your affections, the very love of your heart, and have the witness in your breast of the work of the Holy Spirit in the language of the hymn you may be singing. To be brought truly to feel, as you sing the language of the hymn, God has written by his Spirit the same blessed language in your heart. It's not something you've attained in your own strength or in your own will and purpose, but the Lord brings by the Holy Spirit you to feel the language written indelibly in your own soul. And you can sing with the heart and with the understanding also. And bless the Lord. Oh, friends, there's been times when we have found the witness of the Spirit with our spirit that the Lord hasn't left us, but he has taught us the same blessed language that by the Spirit of God was written in the heart of that dear hymn writer years ago. And God has written the same language in your heart. And it will make your heart rejoice. It will strengthen your faith and hope to feel, I know my hope is strengthened. I have a hope that if that dear soul has got to heaven, why not for me? Why not for me, friends? A child of grace. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour that thou bearest unto thy people. Again, in the reading of the word, how the Holy Spirit may bring into your very soul's being, friends, what God has written, what is left on record in the Word of God. I quoted a very blessed word this morning several times, and there are some precious things in the Word of God. You sometimes were far off, are made nigh. You sometimes were far off. When you were an alien, when you were a stranger to the means of grace, when you were a stranger to prayer, when you were a stranger, dear friends, to the language of God's word, but now, you sometimes were far off. But now, there's many wonderful nows like that in the Word of God, and they speak unto the hearts of the Lord's dear people, friends. But now, you sometimes were far off or made nigh. And if the Lord bring that into your heart to feel that nearness, friends, that God is near. You're not a stranger, not a foreigner, but there's a nearness felt. The apostle says this in that epistle to the Ephesians. He said, but now you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. What a different language there, friends. And then to feel it in love and faith in your own breast. No more a stranger, but like a child at home. And to have it in your heart, in the means of grace, you're in your right place. And if the Lord would confirm, as it were, in your own soul's feelings, that you're in the right place, where the Lord would have you, where he would speak unto your heart, and say, as David says, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Do you long sometimes for these things, friends? You may hear of others. You know there are longing times. There are days of expectation. David said, my expectation is from thee. As if David would say, I look to no other source, no other givers. All that I want, all I need, must come to me through Jesus Christ. Brought to see the source from whence all these mercies flow. Every mercy, every favor flow to us through Jesus Christ. The Father has put all into his hands. And he has the sovereign right to give to whomsoever he will. The sovereign right to withhold. Therefore we are exalted, ask, and ye shall receive, knock, and it shall be opened unto you, that I may see the good of thy chosen. Perhaps you've looked upon some of the Lord's dear people with covetous eyes, friends. Just as much as Asaph looked upon the prosperity of the wicked with covetous eyes. I remember a dear old lady when I was a young man. Actually, she was my grandmother. And of all the poor, afflicted souls, she was. But the pleasant expression that appeared on her face, friends, though sufferings, though pains, and everything as it were to upset old nature, and yet there was a pleasantness expressed upon her countenance. And as a boy, I was amazed. It was another one of those secrets that was hid and is hid from the wise and prudent. Grace to endure, friends. Endure. There was enduring grace. The grace of submission. And the grace of to endure. What God had seen fit to lay upon her. But to me as a lad, a wonderful was the blessing, friends. I say a wonderful, but I have a hope, friends. The Lord has shown me a little the secret of the Lord, which is with them that fear him. It's a secret. A secret holding up, friends. Maintaining grace. My grace shall be sufficient for thee. And my strength shall be perfected in thy weakness. It's the gift of God, the gift of God. One of those great blessings we don't see a lot of today, but which the Lord secretly, blessedly, bestows beneath the sufferings of the body. Oh, friends, it was to me as a lad. I used to look amazed and wondered and wondered, friends. And we live to prove these things are hidden from the wise and prudent, but it's only as God reveals, sovereignly reveals and makes known secretly, there was a grace that was in that dear woman's soul, friends. Strengthen her with might in the inner man. Bringing her, I believe, to see the suffering Lamb of God that had gone before, and she was supported, she was strengthened from the sufferings of the dear Lamb of God. Faith, faith in Christ Jesus. Oh, what a gift it is, friends, that I may see the good of thy shows her. No goodness in her. I'm sure if you'd ask her why, she would say, there's no goodness in me. No. No goodness in me, but the goodness of God. Oh, how great is that goodness. And if you watch the goodness of God, I say, child of grace, how it has followed you all your life long. If the Lord has brought you into those trying circumstances where you have been brought to see, not only to see, but to feel, friends, something that was hid from you and yet was so wonderfully manifested, you had to say this, it is the Lord, it is the Lord. The Lord said he would bring his people out of Egypt. Pharaoh, with all the power that was bestowed upon Pharaoh, and would not let them go. But God reigns. God reigns. He's an almighty God. We read this morning. And we read in God's word, they sank the stone. The Egyptians, as they followed on, they sank as a stone into the sea. They were no more. Israel were brought safely through into the wilderness. The Lord reigneth. We look sometimes today at the troubled waters, at the low state of Zion in this our day, friends. The triumphing of the world. The world today has all its desires, plenty. And when Jehoshaphat grew fat, he forgot the Lord. And we're there as a nation, friends. We're there as a nation. But in looking sometimes, we have to say this. And I feel the blessedness of it in some of these dear psalms. It says, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. And they're wonderful words, friends. They're a blessed truth. God reigns. And God can bring poor sinners down. With all the pride and lifting up of man in this our beloved land, in the prosperity of the wicked, my dear friends, how the Lord can bring down, if his will, and bring poor sinners upon their knees to cry unto him for mercy. Well, he will his people in his own time. They will. The Lord will not leave his own, no. He will say, come out from among them, and he will bring them out, friends. They are the world we know not. We often may speak of the Lord's chosen people. Today there may be those in the world. Naturally speaking, they're in the world. But God has his set time to favor Zion. The appointed time rolls on apace to propose and call by grace. And we do pray for many of the little churches in Zion today, that if the Lord's will, he may raise up among the young and rising grace a seed when many of us are no more, friends. No more. I often look upon the little causes of truth and are growing old, friends. Not many lambs appear in the fold, but the Lord reigneth. And we have to look. God is able. He is able to make all things work together for good, to the good and profit of his own Church of God, the Church militant here below. And I believe the Lord will ever have a people. If it's only a little remnant, what time shall last, friends? And we have to thank the Lord. We're not to despise the day of small things. That word often reproves me. Despise not the day of small things, but to bless the Lord for a little remnant. If he has just a few souls, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be, saith the Lord. And if we approve sometimes, friends, there have been some of our best spots, with just a few souls gathered together, united as it were in spirit, united to that living head, the Lord Jesus, a little family. I have felt sometimes in our little winter meetings in the vestry, a little family, friends, one mind, one heart, one desire, to worship God. And it's a blessing, friends. It is a blessing indeed, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation. Well, it gladdens our hearts. We do occasionally hear of another soul raised up, brought into darkness, into light, into the glorious light of the gospel, and it draws out a spirit of thanksgiving out of our hearts, friends. Thus we rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. What an inheritance. A glorious inheritance. Man, how often we find men looking, waiting, for the death of someone, that they might come into possession of some earthly inheritance. And what disappointments they get sometimes, friends. But the Lord's dear people, they're brought into a glorious inheritance, reserved in heaven for you, says the Apostle Peter, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He says, an inheritance that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept. What a glorious inheritance, friends. Eternal blessings in the eternal presence of the glory of God. What a prospect, as God laid up in that glorious inheritance for all his dear people, friends. Endless life, eternal life, in the glorious presence of God. In a peace which passes all understanding, resting in the everlasting love of God. They shall rest from their labors, as God did from his. I leave it here, as I said, the time is gone, and may the Lord add his own blessing. Amen.